Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
America, we are always a world at war. As I tell you each week on the radio, this is epic episode 81 tonight, and the theme, It's a Wonderful Life. My fellow Americans, it truly is. We are living in the most interesting of times in world history. Never forget that. Tonight's star date is December 16th, 2021 AD. This is our launch episode once again. And around America, the red Democrats, socialists, communists are on the march, my friends. We will talk about it on tonight's radio show, The Von Wehhunt Show. For those new people that are just now joining us, is every Thursday night, 8 p.m., Mountain Standard Time, as I broadcast from my Arizona mountain Führer bunker, as the nation is clearly in a state of distress under the intense pressure and weight of the Biden regime. You know it, and I know it to be true. Now, each week, as I told you when we broadcast, I want you, the great listeners of America and the world, to avoid the NSA killer drones that are flying around. Watch out for those black helicopters, and always use a nickname, a cool nickname, if that, when calling into the show. Never use your real name. But we do want to know the area of the country you're calling from, city and state, if you can divulge that important information. As they say in Mexico, it's mucho, mucho importante. It's a dark and stormy night all across America, my friends. We will talk about the winds of war and the saber rattling by the enemies of our great people and nation. We will talk about them, and they know who they are. Never forget this, America. You can write this down. That our founding fathers weren't coming back from a hunting trip when they added the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. They weren't hunting for deer or squirrel with their AR-15s. No. They had just defeated a tyrant king and the most powerful army in the world. That is what they were doing. The New World Order goons can't wait to put their boots on. But I hear, my ear to the ground all over the nation, we have spies everywhere. I hear very loud and clear that there will be many, many surprises for them in America. The New World Order, UN armies, the beast, satanic armies are on the march. There's many people that say they have plans to invade America with third world armies. Well, if that's true, and if they attack America and the good people of this nation, I just simply tell people America will be their mass grave. We will not play nice. We will go for their throats. Rest assured, if we are attacked, we're a peace-loving people. We do not want any war. We know the cost of war, the heavy, heavy cost. And we do not want any brother against brother wars. But the world wants war. And they want war against us. There's war in the streets every day. Crime is out of control. Over 200,000 Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. And as I told you last week, if these communist regimes were coordinating their attack, they would attack all at the same time. And Biden and America could do absolutely nothing about it. If Putin was to invade Ukraine, if the communist Chinese were to invade Taiwan, there's also much intel, the North Korean troops on the border with South Korea. They were to all attack at the same time with three different fronts in three completely different parts of the world. America would not be able to do anything about it. No diplomacy will work. No harsh words or tersely written letters, which they would laugh at from our State Department or our Biden Oval Office. No presidential addresses on the TV would work. No boycotts or more economic sanctions threatened. Now, if they were to attack, they would be able to invade and take some high ground. No doubt about it. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope that there's peace in the world. But there's many, many indicators that these regimes and others around the world are planning nothing but war in 2022. So I've told you before for many years to get prepared, to be ready for anything, and I do mean anything. God forbid if this country and nation were to have an EMP attack or another huge COVID wave, which we're going through the Omicron right now, which, by the way, that's an anagram. If you mix up the words, it spells moronic, the Omicron virus. Well, the beast of Revelation says this: the first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on 2 feet like a human being and had the mind of a human. And that mind was given to it, Daniel 7:4. There's a huge statue in front of the UN that they just put out, which looks like the beast of Revelation, by the way. Now, January 6, 2020, everyone's talking about that. I'm sorry, January 6, 2021, last year. It's a snapshot of America, and it represents the 2020 election fiasco. And like Premier Communist Stalin always said, which we talked about on my show before in a paraphrase, he said, it is far less important, basically, who votes, which bloc of Americans vote, which bloc of Russians vote. It is only important who counts the votes. To paraphrase Stalin once again, it's only important who counts the votes. The snapshot of America right now is that there are many nefarious people who want the exclusive power to count your votes. And there are some who say that your votes don't matter and that we cannot vote our way out of this. Many people say that. Well, we will talk about it. Everything on my show is on the table. Nothing is left to chance. As I speak, we pray for the people in the Midwest of our country in Kentucky who just had devastating storms and tornadoes. It's a dark and stormy night all across America. And someone sent me this: may you always know, little one, that you were wished for, that you were longed for, that you were prayed for, and will be forever loved. I like that. Well, last week we had the great show with the author Stephen O'Baney talking about Who Murdered FDR. Can't wait to dive into that book. And we will never forget the fallen heroes, of course, at Pearl Harbor, December the 7th. Right now we have Marxist globalist forces and their minions, and it's a globalist coup going on all over the world. They aren't even trying to hide their intentions anymore, are they? Scout's motto: be prepared, America. My view, we haven't seen anything yet. They're just getting started. Now, the Biden cabinet member, Pete Buttigieg, he took 2 months off for maternity leave with his gay spouse during a critical national supply shortage and hundreds of ships off our shores waiting to unload their precious cargo for America. Well, he finally came back to work to tell the American people to your face that all the roads and bridges are racist. It's literally impossible for him to be more useless, you know? What a complete idiot. For all that maternity leave, that's the best he could do, which is really terrible. Terrible leaders are what we have. America suffers from weakness, terrible leaders, stupid leaders, and that too must change. See, I told you before, America is very sick. It's on life support. It's in the hospital. America has COVID, they tell us. America needs a lot of medical attention. And we are the doctors. We are the surgeons. We are the medical staff that will nurse her back to complete health and vibrancy and intellectualism and smartness. We will end that corruption, and it will be ended one way or the other, because history tells us that. You can simply look at history, and it will tell you all that you need to know about the future. Now, the recent amount of intense weather and tornadoes in the Midwest, Kentucky area especially, got affected. It could affect the food supply chain in America. My question to you is this. As I got to looking at all that devastation, my God, it was like a bomb went off in the Midwest, or several bombs. My question is, with a deep state weather machine to blame? Crazy, you say? Not so. We've had HAARP for a long time up in Alaska. It's a proven fact that we can change the weather. It's no longer science fiction. Food for thought, pun intended. It would not surprise me one bit if the globalists were trying to cause mass starvation in the heartland of America or down the road, or to put many kinks in our supply chain where they would have plausible deniability. They say food trucks are having a hard time getting in now. I mean, if you can control the weather, it's more powerful than almost any bomb in anyone's arsenal short of nuclear. Just amazing. We're so glad you're here tonight. It's our epic episode 81. It's a Wonderful Life, America. Never forget that. We'll be right back. That's right. The UN building with its new beast statue outside. All the anti-American diplomats should be escorted and deported from America immediately. Statue should be crushed and burned. It is a symbol of what we do not want to be. I told a friend that that would be historic and legendary. By the power, big things would happen. Many folks in the UN are the supreme enemy of the country. They are the Trojan horse within the real America, in my view. They should all be sent packing. And the UN should be closed for business pronto. It is nothing for this country to suck up air and space, and they're constantly attacking us from any angle that they possibly can. Now, the new beastly-looking statue of Revelations outside the UN building, it stands for, this is like a Chinese-looking lion. Go online or go to my Gab page and look at it. It's got wings. It's snarling at the people, but it looks a lot like a Chinese lion. You know, that type of Asian-looking lion. It's now, according to the official promo, it stands as a guardian, they say, for international peace, BS, and security, which sits on the visitors' plaza outside UN headquarters. Now, doesn't UN headquarters sound very military? That's what they call themselves, headquarters. Just thought you'd like to know in Middle America. The guardian statue is a fusion, it says a jaguar and an eagle, and donated by the government of Oaxaca in Mexico. Thank you, Mexico. It's one thing we did not need. It is created by artists Jacobo and Maria Angelis. Si, senor. We have received your statue. We will exchange it for beer. Cervezas for America. Here's your statue back. Thank you. Gracias. Muchas gracias, senor. Yes, we'll trade the statue for beer and some of their great tacos, by the way. Street tacos are always the best. Well, it's a really weird-looking statue. It was just put up right outside the UN headquarters. And I just get a kick out of the name. It's called the Guardian of International Peace and Security. My God. Well, a lot of people around the world, a lot of Christians believe that this is, the beast and represents the Antichrist. What say you, America? It's pretty wild looking. Do check it out. But I would say this, the statue wasn't put here in front of the UN by accident. No accidente, senor. There are never any coincidences in government. It has much deeper meaning that the passersby probably have no clue of at all. Hey, there's one more statue at the UN building that merits our attention, and it's called Onwuyu, and it was presented to the United Nations by Nigerian artist Ben Evewono, probably cut up his name, in 1966. Now, when I first saw this statue, I was immediately reminded of the rider on the white horse in Revelation chapter 2, which says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and the crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Check that one out too, both on my Gab page. Well, at the same time, while all that's going on the other side of the coast, so we crisscross flyover country mentally and get it to California, there are swarms of UFOs that have been seen over California. Nothing to worry about here, folks. In my view, it's probably just the scouting mission before the alien invasion. But I've seen the videos, and there are swarms of UFOs 15 or 20 at a time. They remind me of those, the World War II pilots called them Foo Fighters. And they look like Foo Fighters, this balls of light in formation, and looks really wild. Now, another really cool UFO sighting this past week, as we do talk about the paranormal and other dimensions of our world, many of the psychic people that are out there always tell me that it's a very thin veil, they say, a thin veil between this world and the next. I bet they're right. But while these pilots were flying over the Pacific Ocean, and they were flying over Hong Kong in the South China Sea at an altitude of about 39,000 feet, I saw this video as well, there were three sets of bright objects were seen blinking through the clouds. The lights randomly brightened and dimmed, but maintained a consistent pace and speed. Very interesting. There are a lot of UFO sightings all over the world, and what is really creepy is that they are increasing in frequency, probably due to everyone's cell phone at the ready and cameras. Like, there's billions of people now that have them, and so there's more and more videos pouring in. It's almost hard to keep up with. It's amazing. Well, here's another snapshot of America. Because it is a wonderful life. It's the theme of our show tonight. A young millennial, or let's say an 18-year-old Generation Z young person, they can't take out a $10,000 business loan to be the next Donald Trump Jr. or to become an entrepreneur of any kind. But this same young person can take out a $100,000 student loan or more, or get 200 grand in credit cards at the drop of a hat, the stroke of a pen. That's all you need to know about modern day America and where our values are. You can go to college, stay for as long as you want. You can get all the credits you want off our fiat currency, charge all you want. But if you've got a business idea, how to make a better widget, how to turn 10 grand into millions of real dollars, you can't get a loan. You're screwed. So you would take the credit cards in that case, get the cash advance, and then start your business. That's how you would have to do it. You have to do that, what's called street banking, to finance your venture. But traditional banks do not want to loan to anybody with a good idea unless you're what's called a proven entity. Like McDonald's, like something that's well-established. Pretty amazing. Well, another news tonight, a woman fell overboard, God forbid, from a Carnival cruise ship right off the coast of Mexico. She's probably watching a UFO and fell into the water. I'm not sure, but she went into the Pacific Ocean, has not been found, presumably dead, unfortunately. There was an international search effort that did not culminate in any sighting of her. Just amazing. Gotta be careful on everywhere you go. I've been on many cruise ships before back in the day, and you gotta be careful and don't stand too close to the edge, especially if you've been drinking from the Viking Lounge. Watch your step along those cruise ships. Well, you've reached the Von Wien Show. We will take calls after the monologue. We want to hear from real America. We do want to hear from you, and I'm a man of
the Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
And we bang out these shows every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Yes, we bang them out, and that's the way to do it. During the holidays, the show must go on. I would have it no other way. We will be broadcasting, come rain or shine. We'll have a Christmas special, a New Year's special. There's a lot of people that say that at the start of the new year, there will be war in many parts of the world. Today, that's been America was warned that attacks will commence against U.S. forces after midnight on December 31st. What a way to start the new year out with a bang, right? Well, get this, America. The Iraqi Resistance Coordination has issued a stark warning and statement. The statement announced the date of the final confrontation, they say, with the U.S. military is on December 31st after midnight. They're announcing their time of attack. So far, more than 49,000 people from around Iraq have registered to fight American troops still stationed there as, quote, U.S. occupiers. The leader of this Iraqi resistance group said that commanders clearly and unequivocally emphasize that they will not leave Iraq by the end of the year, and this shows that the Americans do not respect the sovereignty of Iraq. He went on to say that the only language that the United States understands undoubtedly is the language of the weapon of resistance, and they do not understand any other language than this. So if you're stationed in Iraq tonight, and I know you're listening in, you guys better be ready, boot up, and suit up. They're announcing their attack on New Year's Eve. It's coming, boys. It's coming. So be ready. Don't be a dead statistic. Stay alive and thrive. And beat them back if you have to. Unfortunately, you're stuck over there, and Biden's kept you over there. Trump would have brought you back by now. I wonder how many of you voted for Biden. This is what you get when you vote for an idiot to run the Oval Office in the world. Unbelievable. Well, we talked last week about the book, Who Murdered FDR. I want to delve into that just a little bit here. There was some evidence, quote, some evidence that the Democrat FDR knew about the surprise Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and that he wanted to have a blood ritual sacrifice at Pearl Harbor to plunge America into that war at the behest of Churchill in the very early startup of the framework of a future, quote, new world order that Bush 1 mentioned in front of Congress. FDR was a Mason. And like many U.S. presidents, he was part and parcel a member of many secret societies that we know of at this time. Some say that FDR may have sacrificed our troops and sailors and airmen for a, quote, broader geopolitical agenda. And I believe he did. I believe he definitely knew about the Japanese attack. It was a surprise to some, but I do not believe it was a surprise to FDR and our joint chiefs at that time. We're trying to get us out of a depression, and they thought war would do it, and they sacrificed our young troops for a few extra nickels and dimes and shekels, shall we say. Well, you know, Frank Zappa once had a great quote, and he said this: the charade will continue as long as it is profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery. They will pull back the curtains, and they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the movie theater. Very, very true. Now, I'll tell you, this week I went to Las Vegas the last few days on some business, and they are doing the mask there about 50% of the time. When you're walking the strip, of course, no mask. No one's really enforcing it. But when you walk inside the casino, it's about 50-50. When you go to a clerk to check in, things like that, maybe to get a beer or to walk to a restaurant, they want you to wear a mask. So everyone plays the game of wearing the mask. And the minute you get to your destination, you take the stupid mask off and you demask yourself and start looking and acting like a real person. Because the mask, though it might feel great, it doesn't protect you from a virus anyway. It's just window dressing, more smoke and mirrors to confuse you. COVID may be real, but the mask doesn't really protect you from COVID. Any doctor worth his salt will tell you that. Any nurse who's knowledgeable will tell you that. That doesn't mean that people can't get COVID or a form of it, but it's really a beast viral situation and a biological warfare attack in my book. China has ducked responsibility, which I knew they would because they have a complicit government in America. Biden family is paid off by China. They have the goods on Hunter and Joe Biden. Who knows that we don't even know if they're even blackmailing them or they've got a laptop, I've heard, zip files of Hunter. God knows what's on that. It's amazing what's been going on. And I think, as I told you before, that the news and conjecture and the things that we're going to witness, not 100 years from now, but in our lifetime, are going to blow you out of the water. It's going to blow your mind what's coming up. Talk to a lot of people, and everyone's got a sense of uneasiness. Something is brewing. Something is going up. I think in the new year, very early in the new year, there will be hell to pay in many quarters of the world. Everyone's waiting for the new year to kick off. They don't have peace on the brain, unfortunately. Could we be affected here? You're damn right we could. I mean, short of supply chain issues, it could be a lot worse. Hopefully it won't be. Hopefully our power will stay. But there are people who do predict that the world will go black as part of a larger agenda, usher in this new world order at some point in the future. So the power grid of all countries will go black, and everything will be shut down, internet and power, and who knows. That's why I tell folks to get ready, get prepared, do whatever you think you got to do to weather any storm. Food, water, guns and ammo, your own source of power, firewood, generators, you name it. Hiking boots, winter clothing, strong trucks, SUVs, guns and weaponry, of course. Water purification tablets. Have you thought of that, Mr. and Mrs. America? Or are you too busy? You cannot be bothered. While you're eating pizza, driving around aimlessly, wasting gas, going home and drinking more beer and more adult beverages, the world's going to hell. And if anything were to happen, all the polls and pundits tell us that you've got less than $400 at your disposal to make a move or bug out or go somewhere. You're not prepared. You've heard about it, but you are not prepared for much. The jungle out there, my friends. The jungle. We're so glad you're here tonight. It's a big show. Hopefully we'll get a ton of great callers. When you call, make yourself heard. Speak up. We need volume on the radio. We're going through two microphones here and a studio board. Speak up. Hell, yell if you have to. Use a nickname. Never use your real name. And be concise. Get your points off first is my best advice. And then you can relax. Don't just talk, and at the very end you want to get out four or five things. It's a back-ass word. Get your points out first. And then we'll chit-chat about your points and go from there. If you're a new caller, you get in front of the line before everyone. 563-999-3437. Again, 563-999-3437. Welcome to the jungle, America. Welcome to the radio jungle. Song. Awesome. Well, you always have my studios ready, dimly lit, the way I like it. Have a nice adult beverage here, a little shot of something, a little adult beverage. Guns are always in here too, and daggers. You never know when they'll burst down the door and come in, and they will meet Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, Mr. Shotgun, Mr. AR-15 at your service. Well, we have a lot to talk about. We'll drink and be merry during the holiday season. Merry Christmas to all. My favorite time of the year, by the way, is Thanksgiving to the New Year's. The most fun. I love the lights. I love the revelry, the hustle and the bustle, the decorations, the great food, the great company, the great people. Lots of good conversations. And by the way, all the holiday conversations don't have to be about generic things. You can bring up the Von Wiegand Show at any holiday meeting and invoke it and tell folks, are you a listener? Are you part of the Von Wiegand Army and Special Forces? Yes or no? They say no, then turn them on to the show. That's your mission if you choose to accept it. I know you will. The best advertising is word of mouth. So get it out there, loud and proud. And with that, let's get to the phones. I want to hear Gunslinger's report from the great state of Texas. I've been having him come up first each week. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear. I can.
Good.
What's going
well,
on,
actually,
man?
You know, actually in Texas, we're actually having a heat wave. It hit 83 degrees today. That's crazy this time of year in Texas.
Well, totally crazy for Dallas, yes.
Yeah, I got a cold front coming in this weekend. They said it's supposed to be in the lower 70s Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so much for anywhere.
Are you
Christmas
serious?
Yes.
Now, are all the pundits there saying that's because of global warming, or what's their take on that?
Well, it's probably all them cows farting. You know, it's a terrible problem, especially in Texas. You know, we got plenty of farting cows. I mean, so, you know, it's
well, there's steers or hopeful. Queers, right? So, yeah. That's funny. That is funny. That chick up there in New York, that Chikorita. What's her name again? Oh, yeah. I forgot it again. That New York lady. You know, AOC.
AOC, yeah.
AOC,
asshole on crack. Yeah,
right. I've heard all kinds of things. That and there's about 20 great acronyms of AOC. Boy, you know, she went real far from a bartender to Congress. Is that called installment or what? Get the right money behind you? There's no telling what you could do. If I was in Congress, I would sit there and listen to everyone's BS, and then I would start to dictate War and Peace. And they wouldn't like me much, but I really wouldn't care. I don't give a rip. You know, because if you ever get up there, kick ass and take names, or don't go up there at all and waste your time, you know? And don't be a yes man. God, we have enough rhino yes man in the party right now anyway. But go ahead, Gunslinger. I said to interject that.
Well, you know, especially when you mention AOC there, you know, from a barfly, and boy, she is definitely a barfly, to a actual lawmaker in Congress. I don't know who's
scary.
Stupid. Either she's that stupid or the people that supposedly voted for her. Okay. You know,
right.
I like to say it, we live in the land of tards, retards. Okay. Absolute retards. Okay. Because from a person that don't even know what a freaking garbage disposal is. I mean, really? You don't know what a garbage disposal is? I mean, you worked in a bar. I mean, the bar has garbage disposals. Okay. All right. But you don't know what a garbage disposal is. And all these things are she's so fantastic. Or, you know, just, what is this? What is that? And all these screwball. Well, she's a socialist. She's a commie. I mean, what do you expect from a commie and a socialist? Yes. So, and there's another deal, speaking of communists, you know, especially these damn governors and mayors of all these cities, you know, out there in L.A., you know, the city of angels, and it's not that kind of angel, okay? I was seeing a video on YouTube where the police, the head police chief is saying, don't come to L.A. because we can't protect you. Now, whoa.
Yes, I've heard that.
The police chief is telling you to stay the freak away because we cannot protect you. Aye. Them people have gone completely nuts. Have you seen the snatch and grab videos on YouTube? It's a free-for-all.
I have. Sure have.
It's an absolute
free-for-all. Yeah, there's a ton of them.
I mean, well, you know, there is a I guess it's a law, but even the Supreme Court upheld it. The police owes you no protection. Okay, if you don't believe me, go look it up. Go Google it. There's cases in the Supreme Court where they clearly say that the police owes you no protection. Okay, so actually, the guy is actually right. We owe you no protection. Okay, so and I've said a zillion times that. Well, you know, the only person that's going to protect you the best is the person looking at back at you in the mirror. That's your best protection, okay? Because what are you going to do?
Right.
Have a cop ride with you or walk with you at the grocery store or beside you when you're walking down your sidewalk or road or whatever? That's impossible, you know that. But the liberals think, oh my God, yeah, we need more cops and everybody can have a cop right in their pocket. You know what I got in my pocket on my side is a Dan Wesson 357 Magnum, the fine family of Wesson.
Nice.
Okay? I let that do my talk. But can you imagine that a city that has degraded? I've never been out there. I don't think I really want to go out there. But I've seen the pictures and the video on YouTube. I said that is one s-hole. It really is. Okay, and probably at one time. It was a pretty fantastic city years ago. Okay?
It was.
But it's no
it longer. Was. After World War II, Los Angeles, if I could go in a time machine, I would want to land in L.A. 1945 would be perfect.
Yeah.
June of 45. Because back then it was a beautiful city, not hardly, it was a large city, but not heavily populated. Nothing like it is to this and, you know, my God, today it's a cesspool. Today it's got millions of people that are just, you know, on drugs. It's got tens of thousands that are homeless, wandering the streets. And the police chief saying that is right. They can't protect you one iota. I mean, you're on your own. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be where you go to L.A., you'll be like in a safari van driving around. And they'll say, look over here, folks. The guy you know, holding the microphone and say, here's the homeless, here's the animals on the street, there's a rhino, et cetera. I mean, it'll be like you're on a safari visiting the foreign country or the jungle preserve of L.A. It's that ridiculous. And I should know because I can talk about it because I grew up out there in Anaheim, and then we went north to Sacramento, the capital. But L.A. used to be a very pretty city. And there are pockets today where it's still nice. Trust me, it's still nice. I still go out there once in a while. But you got to know where you're going now. You really have to know where you're going and stay in, you know, the nicer areas. But just be always you got to be watching your back in L.A. constantly. You know, watch that 6 o'clock, boys. You know.
But it's just like any other big major city: Chicago, New York. Okay. New York has the world's largest police department, okay? And they can't even – the crime's out of control. I mean, it's not even out of control. It's in outer space. That's how this crazy situation is getting. And Chicago, the murder capital of the world. How many people have been murdered since this year started? I think it's what? 400 or 500 or something like that. God, ridiculous amount. Okay. And these are the ones that are being reported. I mean, the number is probably a zillion times more. Okay. And the second point, sure, real fast, is on the vaccine, the jab. Thank God I didn't get that. And for everybody that didn't get it, my hat goes off to you. Okay. There's a new study out.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're claiming that in the United States alone, and I just read this yesterday, that the number of deaths due to the COVID-19 vaccine is now around 400,000 real numbers. Okay. CDC is lying to you. They've been lying since day one. Okay. The World Health Organization has been lying since day one. And Dr. Quack, you know, calling Dr. Quack, Fauci, whatever that idiot's name is,
Quack,
he's been lying since day one. Okay. So the real numbers, you know, and I've always said that ever since this stuff started, I said the numbers don't lie. Now, you can manipulate numbers because I'm a master electrician. I know a little bit about numbers, okay? But the actual numbers don't lie, okay? So if they say, you know, well, 20,000 people in the United States have died because of the COVID-19 vaccine, quadruple it at least, minimum, quadruple it. Because, you know, it's like they're like pokey nose, you know, with the long nose. The more they lie, the bigger his nose gets. Well, this nose is probably 10 miles long now, at least. Okay. So you cannot believe these people. You cannot believe these people because, you know, you're risking your life is what you're doing. You're risking Russian roulette. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you take that jab and the booster and, oh, my God, this booster, that booster, this booster connected to this booster and your elbow connected to your wrist bone, you know, that old 9 yards. Okay. where's it going to end at? We got the entire alphabet, A through Z, and we got numbers 0 to infinity. Okay. Where's it going to end at? I mean,
Gunslinger, it's not going to end anywhere. That's my point. They're going to continue with the shots and the booster shots for eons of time, for in perpetuity. They're never going to stop this because it's a kill shot. Now, the doctors will say, the ones that really are telling the truth, they'll say some people that get the shot will be okay, and some will not be. It's the kill shot for others, and people will say why? Well, it makes sense. They want plausible deniability when people start dropping from you know, death and dying. It'll be from the bad COVID shot. Many folks don't know what they're getting, and I've seen countless nurses, doctors, scientists on Gab, Twitter, elsewhere on the internet say, don't take that shot. It's got graphene oxide in it, SM-102, a lot of other chemicals we talked about on our show, and these things are bad for you. They're not good for you. And, you know, people that take it, it truly is Russian roulette. You don't know if you're getting an okay vaccine where you may get a slight flu and then you'll be over it, but it'll always be in your system. You don't know if you're getting a kill shot or a placebo or, you know, and it's also the delayed reaction of these shots could affect you in 3 to 5 years. There's one doctor who's not a quack, who's, I won't say his name, but he's out there, and he thinks now that in the next 5 years that 500 million to a billion people around the world will die. And that is exactly what they want in the depopulation circles and more.
Genesis.
But let's just say he's 10% right. That's still a huge number of people. You know, and I always say, no matter what they say, what if 10% of it is true or 20%? So those thoughts run through my mind, and I'm just going, you know, the world's headed for a big reckoning here. Those shots are evil, man. That's all I can say about them, and I'm not taking it. I don't care what they say. They come to my house, my compound, we're going to have a big problem. Big problem. Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, if they start this, you know, well, you will take it. Well, I'll have to introduce you to my cordless hole puncher. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they wouldn't like that. But they can't do that. I mean, can you imagine if they go door to door like Hitler did, collecting the guns? Can I see your papers, please? Oh, you don't have
Hitler it. Never did that. No, he never did that, gunslinger. He never went door to door. Now, Stalin did. Hitler never went door to door collecting guns. That's kind of a rhino talking point there. We know it's not you, but I know people hear these things on other radio shows, but that never happened. There were gun lodges in Germany at the time, and there were hunting lodges. There were Germans that owned private firearms. They weren't just in the military. People conflate Hitler with Stalin a lot. Stalin was the one. Now, naturally, Hitler had security at all of his events and the SS to enforce security, but Stalin was the one that went house to house with his NKVD, his Bolshevik forces, to confiscate your weapons, put it that way. So just wanted to mention that.
I didn't know that. I thought
– Yeah, it's a deep rabbit hole, but a lot of people that talk about that, they always bring up Hitler, and he did not do half the things they said he did. They always use him as an example, though, but he wasn't a saint, don't get me wrong, but I like to say historically accurate if we – yeah. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, that was a new one on me with Stalin. Okay, well, Stalin, he went door to door, you know, demanding the guns.
Yes, he did.
And probably if you didn't give him up, he probably shot you right there on the spot. Okay, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
They did.
You know, how crazy.
They did in Russia. They did in Russia, yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, look at all the other countries that are rioting and protesting and all this stuff. I mean, you know, it's like Australia and over in Europe and Italy, and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Well, you know, those people are kind of getting what they deserve, because what did they do? They made one grave mistake, and they gave up their guns. Never give up your guns.
That's right.
Okay.
I agree.
Europe regrets it. I've heard so many videos of Europeans on video saying, "We effed up. Don't ever give up your guns." Australia is the same way. They effed up, okay? And they gave up their guns.
They did.
Look at the crime. Look at the crime skyrocketed, okay? Because criminals are not
shut down. They took their guns, and now they're in lockdown mode. See?
Yeah.
And exactly. Though I pity them, I feel like you would do, gunslinger, I also look at them and I go, well, you got what you wanted. What do you mean? I go, you got full government control. You guys always believed in the government would take care of you. And now look at you. You're housed like cattle, like livestock. You're locked up. You're told to wear a mask inside your little flat in the UK or your apartment. You're kicked around like a dog, you know, and this is your government treating you like crap. And you're too chicken to do anything about it. You guys have lost your balls. You got no spine and no weapons to do anything about it anyway. So now you're slaves, and enjoy your chains. Enjoy them. Because that's exactly what they've done to those countries. They've enslaved them. New Zealand, Australia, Canada, UK, Europe, all cuck nations. They are.
Exactly. They are.
They bought the lie, the big lie, that the government would always take care of you. That's the big lie.
Big lie. Yeah. Well, you know, people here, they said, you know, the blacks were enslaved. You ain't seen nothing until you give up your guns. I mean, that was nothing, okay, compared. You give up those guns, that's the only thing that is keeping this country from becoming third world dictator, okay? That is the only thing that's separating freedom from total enslavement like they have over there right now. And one more thing, I'm not politically correct. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Damn it.
Christmas. Ho, 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 and all that. I love it. We say Merry Christmas on my show. And I'll even say Happy Holidays. I'll say Happy New Year. But I always say Merry Christmas. Dahl, Merry Christmas, Gunslinger. Appreciate that, man. Great way to end the call.
You too.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
Have a great Christmas season. We do celebrate it on the Vinyl Ian Show. We love the holidays. My God. Come on, man. You got food and drink everywhere. Chicks, decorations, the birth of Christ. You've got great family gatherings. You've got the most festive, fun holiday part of the year, and I love it for that. But Dr. Death Fauci can't stand Christmas. He told you it was okay to celebrate, but just don't get, you know, too close to each other.
Dr. Fauci, with an important message.
Yes, we were talking about masks some time back, and I said it's poppycock. You don't need to wear a mask. The virus is micro-sized anyway, and masks really don't stop anything. But now they're saying, oh, you know, even so, wear a mask. Put your mask on, made in China. It does cut down your oxygen levels. It will increase the carbon monoxide rate in your body from the oxygen levels dropping. But don't worry about that. That's just a minor distraction. We're saving lives. We're saving lives, yes. That's the whole point of this whole thing. Put your China-made mask on. Thank you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there, and I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
Gotta love that. And Rockford Files, that's real great American TV from pre-COVID America. And don't be this guy when you call into the show. I call him the dude.
Hey, I was trying to get through on your caller line there, man. You know, this is the dude, man. And just talking about, you know, current events, man. You know, what's going on. Our governors, man, the mayors want us to be couch potatoes, you know, because of the virus, man. I understand that, man. You know, so I just sit out there and smoke a J, you know, and try and be mellow. You know, people have lives and jobs and careers, but you can think of me as Agent Zero from the SOFA Security Administration, man. Yeah, Agent Zero, man. I come without war or violence, you know, like Antifa, man. We don't need no violence or war. You know, peace, man. You know, peace, love, dove, man.
Make peace. That's what I say, if you can. If you can. If you can't, well, there's always plan B, right? Well, there is also news from the trucker, and he sounds a lot like this.
Well, now, howdy, America. I drive a truck or rig and tractor trailers and known on a super slab in and out of every state in the union to keep Trump's nation, America, strong and proud, to deliver the food and supplies needed by and for my patriot friends and family in flyover country. Now, when I'm on the road, I do a lot of things to pass the time. But the best way to pass the time is to tune in to the Von Weehunt Show and podcast whenever I get the chance. I make sure my rig is fueled up, cleaned up, and tuned up, and always ready to go. I'm always avoiding the NSA drones and the Manchurian candidates on the highway and homeless people, the zombie apocalypse, who are really foreign agents in disguise. No one can fool me. And no one can fool Von Weehunt. Together, we'll forge the nation and make it great again and America proud. In God we trust. My mama didn't raise a fool. That's why I tune in whenever I can. Now, y'all take care. I'll be on the road riding tall and heavy and proud, getting America what it needs. 10-4.
God, I love that. We're heard from coast to coast, from 15 countries. We are legendary, rogue, infamous. And tonight a quote from President George H.W. Bush, who famously said this: if the people were to ever, ever find out what we have done, we would be chased down the streets and lynched. Famous words from a famous man. Very interesting. Now, we're always on, of course, at 808 Mountain Standard Time. A lot of people have trouble finding the show. Well, I would say this. When you call and send me your postcards and telegrams and letters and emails, if you can't find the show, you have a personal problem. You're not looking hard enough. My God, the show is easy to find. BlogTalkRadio.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. Go on Google. Go on Gab. Go on the Internet. Type in The Von Weekend Show as your search engine. The search engine of your choice. And you will find the show. And you will navigate the Internet superhighway to the show. And if you dare, you can call the show where Eagles dare at 563-999-3437. Now, our government right now is relentlessly and ruthlessly hunting down those damn domestic terrorists. I'm being sarcastic. From January the 6th, they chased one down in Nevada last week I told you about. They chased a guy down in Indiana, 70-year-old man, who's a domestic terrorist to the nation. Now, when I was in Vegas, I was doing some work from the hotel room, meeting some radio people and some media people, talking about future projects and others, by the way. But when I was there during the day, I put on the TV, and the leftist media, CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, spent the entire freaking day talking about the January 6th hearings in Congress. Now, these people are not just trying to install Biden as the president. I told you before, the militant Democrats want to go to war with you. They want to try to erase Trump's memory. It's a big attack on Trump. And they're using the hearings as a billy club against America. Liz Cheney, who they tell you that they like, they really can't stand her. She's a rhino Republican, both sides hate her. They're going to use her as long as they can, and the minute she's no longer useful, they're going to get rid of her. They're going to attack her. They're going to purge her from Congress or get rid of her one way or the other, so she loses the election, and they can send her home packing. They're going to use every ounce of Liz Cheney that they can, and they will get rid of her out of politics, put it that way. She'll be out of the political limelight. Until they get to that point, they're going to milk Liz Cheney for all they can. I saw her proudly and smugly and arrogantly talk about the unarmed protesters, 99%, definitely a large percentage, put it that way, were unarmed, ushered in by the Capitol Police. But to the Democrats, I told you before, the Capitol building is their sacred altar. It's where they pass laws, which many of their laws go against the mainstream of America and its people. They pass laws to increase your taxes. They pass laws to increase more regulations over your businesses and your person. And that sacred, hallowed ground to a Marxist Democrat. How dare you go in that Capitol? How dare you protest and walk through those doors? why they call it federal trespassing on federal property. And they're issuing arrest warrants all over the world, all over the country. Yes, the world. Many people have fled. One guy landed in Belarus under Putin's control. So these people are scattered. They realize that the Democrats are deranged. Democrats never chased down Antifa in our cities. They never chased down BLM, Antifa, and militant communists burning down our cities, breaking windows, showing their knives and bombs and homemade Molotov cocktails, which can kill people. They did very little police enforcement. In fact, in those cities, they defunded the police, or they had a catch-and-release program, or they caught them, slapped them on the wrists, let them go the next day. Or Hollywood stars got together and bailed out their people from all the Democrat cities. But God forbid, if you were a Trump supporter and you went to the Capitol on January the 6th, you, to them, are a person of sedition. You, to them, are a domestic terrorist. You should be killed. At the very least, incarcerated for life. For going to a Trump rally, I heard about this all week long. Again, I was working from my hotel room a bit in Las Vegas, and I kept hearing this over and over and over again. Nonstop broken record. It goes to show you that they will use any Republican to beat Trump and his supporters over the head. It's not about Trump. It's not about if you like Trump or if you don't like Trump. What we're talking about here are the January 6th protesters who are really getting the short end of the stick. There is no fairness in America. If you're a militant leftist, you can protest, do whatever the hell you want. Little to no repercussions or consequences. If you're on the right wing or so-called right wing, i.e. Republican protester, put it that way, they'll throw the book at you. They'll hunt you down. They'll use valuable FBI and federal resources to track you down, come against you, and ruin your life forever. Because once you get a felony like this or sent to prison, when you get out, there will be no job waiting for you. There will be no paycheck. There will be no book deal. There will be no show deal, no talk circuit to go on. What Congress is doing is they're not done with Donald Trump yet. And that's exactly what the media is doing. They need Donald Trump for ratings. If you're a militant Democrat TV station or studio like CNN, they need him to lure back the advertisers who have left while their ratings fall into the Grand Canyon and the abyss of time and the time-space continuum, put it that way. Congress needs Trump because they are trying to make careers out of Donald Trump, especially if you're a liberal militant Democrat. These hearings are your Watergate hearings. They want to be viewed as heroes to half the nation. They want to stay in Congress for the next 30, 40, 50 years. That is their goal. That is what they are trying to achieve. They're going to make a big name for themselves. They brought up Mark Meadows time and time again. They said nobody in the right wing talks about Mark Meadows. Okay, I said it. Mark Meadows, BFD, chief of staff of Trump. We know very well who he is. They asked for documents. He gave them documents. They said, that's all we want. Fine, here's some documents. I got other work to do. I have bigger fish to fry. Once they got the documents, they want more and more and more. And they asked him to come to Congress. He said, look, you just asked for documents. I gave you documents. So F off. Capiche? But they went against him. You know, what he should have done was just go to Congress, take the Fifth. Get it over with. And now he's in violation of that, which is, again, no big deal when you think that all the Democrats ignored all their subpoenas back under Trump. Tit for tat there. Don't let them get it in your mind that this is some massive insurrection. I'll show you a real insurrection. That was not a real insurrection or a coup. Were the radicals in that crowd? Of course there were. But not many. And most of the radicals were probably feds or militant leftists who dressed up as Trump supporters. It's all part of the cabal, all part of the plan to make the Trump people look bad. And the one thing I've said that Trump should have done to alleviate all of this crap, he should have pardoned all the nonviolent protesters immediately. That would have saved millions in federal taxes, and they could have devoted all their time and resources to things much better suited to the security of the country. They've wasted and squandered all this. But as we told you time and time again, the Democrats never let a crisis go to waste, do they? So they're viewing January 6th as an ongoing crisis. Just know that when you go look at the news for a little bit and you get so disgusted, you turn your head, you now know, and you knew before, I'm just going to reiterate what you're already thinking. That's a bunch of BS. A lot of Bernie Sanders. And it will not amount to anything. They're going to try to make charges stick. Congress has got better things to do, but they want these political witch hunts. They feel it's going to better their Democrat careers. And with that, let's get back to the phones, get to the Irish pirate, our tech wizard, somewhere in the northern reaches of Arizona. Irish, are you there tonight? How you doing, man?
Yes, I am, Von Weehines. Yes, I am.
Good to hear you. What's going on tonight, man?
Let's see. The semester's over with, and so I've been concentrating on the other things that are going on out there. I do have,
yes.
Finally, there's a pastor in Northwest Trinidad who actually listed everything that's in the patents of all the jabs. That does not, however, mean that everything that is patented ever goes to market or, you know, that type of thing. However,
yes,
it shows an intention to use the material, which is bad enough. And the way we've understood that is the Article 18, Section 175. If you patent something like that, basically you're showing intent, which is... I don't know if there's something wrong with my memory, but I think a long, long time ago when you filed a patent, you were supposed to write down exactly how your invention was supposed to benefit society.
Right.
And, I don't recall. Yeah, I don't know when that changed. I admit I'm out of the loop on that one. I didn't submit too many inventions between, you know, say 20, 30
right.
years ago and now. But, I guess the important thing is this. They ran away with the science a long time ago that isn't science, and it's all arbitrary, which we've discussed. And so, you know, fooling the patent office is no big thing. I did look up what it's like to have a world patent versus a U.S. patent. In other words,
mm-hmm.
what are the criterion for that, because it's different.
Right.
And the thing that surprised me the most is that in order to let the business of your invention take off, you're given 180 days to basically fail and do whatever you want. And that's not true here in the United States. When you finally file for the patent, they're assuming you've already got a business set up or can do the business very easily. And so what the 180 days does is it creates a whole bunch of corruption. And I'll give you an example of how that works. So you make a shell company, and someone within that shell company, whether it's you or not, files a patent and basically says, I can do this. You know, for example, I can make a vaccine for a coronavirus, which is unheard of. And there are so many variations, there's no way you could do all the research. But they went ahead and tried it anyway. And so what's going to happen now is it doesn't work and it kills people, which is what they're finding. Of course, you have an entire media bought off to make sure nobody can figure out exactly how they're killing people. But they are saying that now that we want, for example, 13-year-olds to take it, they have about a 13% chance of dying when they take it. That's pretty much established by now. And so you get 180 days to see this. If it goes off the kilter end and you decide you don't want to play along, you just go ahead and let that particular country or company go bankrupt and then start another shell company. And, you know, if you have to, cut some more heads off the Hydra, but you're never going to get to the heart of it. And that's what has to be exposed. And there are some doctors out there that have made it their job. And I mentioned the one. He's in Northwest Trinidad. There's also David Martin. And there's at least 1,000 doctors now that have come out and said something or done something. And we've talked about that before. But here comes the new thing. Now, the left wing has not been able to hold back the message. Very recently, for example, on Tucker Carlson's show, he had on a doctor that explained how dangerous the jab was for children. On air. Actually did that. Mr. Rogan had on Dr. Peter McCullough. Everybody recognizes the name as someone who's stalwart, standing up for the people, saying, we don't feel like dying, and we definitely don't feel like taking a question mark into our bodies. You need to do some more homework at least. And so that went out to probably millions of people for the first time that otherwise have never questioned these types of things. The strata goes like this. About 30% are just hypnotized sheep, and they're going to do whatever they're going to do. About 30% of us are taking a stand for our own bodies, for God, for the proper way of actually administering real medicine. Saying you give us a choice, we'll take our own chances. And then there's that other 40% that's really confused. They're not getting good information either way, and they're looking at the other 60%, evenly divided, and saying, I don't know who to believe. Both of them call the other one quacks. And so the problem we have, those who are following God know what the truth is. And those who are following Fauci as their God or whoever's got their ear, I mean, I have heard at least 25 different quotes on so-called the news where somebody tells you all the jabs are safe or that they've always been working, even though they've never been tested, not officially. There hasn't been enough time. I mean, it's hilarious. We have seen what the effects are.
No.
That's been tested but doesn't require 11 years to prove it's safe. We can prove it's unsafe in a couple of weeks. And so that's the problem that people have. It's like, I thought these things take time. I thought that when you take jabs, for example, you know, these things take time and you're supposed to, like, give them to political prisoners or something so that we could figure out who's going to die. And the answer is no. You have to prove efficacy with volunteers and people who actually need a break. And that's what Trump was trying to do. He was trying to make it so you can take controversial drugs and things. When he was president, he said, look, we don't have to tie these things down and put them in forever.
Right.
It's a conflict of interest for people like Fauci to be so-called in charge, even though he doesn't have a committee, doesn't hold up a report, doesn't do a damn thing. Let's get serious. Talk about total zero. That's Fauci. He didn't do anything but say, this is what I want you to do. This is what I know. No, you needed a committee. You needed a publication. You needed peer review. You didn't get any of that. And you're overpaid. I mean, give me a break. So this guy's your classic gravy-sucking moron, and he's sitting there in an expensive lab coat trying to tell you how you're going to live your life, and keep the 30%, as I mentioned before, just going to do it because he's in a lab coat. I could buy the same darn thing for $55 and look better and throw a better first pitch. But the reality is this.
Right.
The reality is this. You're still entitled to decide what happens to your own body, even if you got to defend it with, as Gunslinger supplied, the wireless hole puncher. Whatever you got to do to defend yourself is how you're going to defend yourself. And if they're coming for you like this, they've had decades upon decades to think about how they're going to come for you, how they're going to swindle you out of the proper information. I mean, everybody seems to think that a crook is going to ask politely for your wallet. And so when a doctor decides, I'm going to make money out of killing you, I guess they're just expecting him to say it very nicely. No, they just lie outright and tell you you need to do this. And we've gone over tyrannies before. The old tyranny is everybody you disagree with. That tyranny number one was you just killed everybody that disagreed with you. And the problem there is you end up killing your relatives and your loved ones because you can't trust them because you're a tyrant. And then number two, you create a straw man. And that went good for a while until people figure out you just either create straw man or keep making it. So the one straw man keeps winning all the time. And that straw man now is a virus, and they've known about that for decades. You know, they've always wanted to be able to have a mostly computer control so that they can say that this virus can be anywhere. But just like in 1938 with Johnny Chung, who didn't exist, and the media just said, oh, yeah, he's our guy, and America fell in love with him because he was a running back that didn't exist. And we all love our running backs. I get that. They're fun to watch, actually. But the reality is this virus doesn't exist. The authority they're claiming doesn't exist. The whole thing is a sham and was from the beginning in my book. This is, call it my opinion, but I think it's pretty provable. When I talk to absolute strangers on the street now, and I just give them two or three points based on what they're telling me, I ask them, what is it that you think happened, for example, in Wuhan? Or how did this virus thing get over here, and why does it mutate so quickly? And why don't they have a cure for, you know, normally what we do is unlimited variation, since no variation ever gets stronger. I use that in all my debates against atheists when we talk about young earth creation. We just say, hey, the earth can't have been created by a bunch of mutations that evolved, because every time something, quote unquote, mutates and evolves, it gets weaker. It doesn't establish an order, which requires strength and precision. Neither of those are true in our world when something, quote-unquote, evolves or mutates. And so the same thing for a coronavirus. And people just don't know this. I mean, there are six bona fide, valid coronavirus, regardless of whether or not you think COVID-19 is real. And so they have never proven it. You can't buy a COVID-19. You know, at all the, like, I know of at least seven universities that are still trying to buy one. There are people selling it, but what they're selling is something that the government labeled as positive, you know, some gook or junk or something, but they never found anything that they could not identify in it. So it didn't happen.
Right.
And so we're stuck.
Crazy, man. It's a crazy world. That's why I said, welcome to the jungle, folks. Irish, thank you so much. Appreciate the phone call, sir. We will meet again.
They're just going to finish. It's all arbitrary. They're going to keep it arbitrary. It's like a smart bomb. As long as they keep it arbitrary, let's make sure we force them to show us data to get into the peer groups, to be able to get together once a month and say what's best for the American people. They're not doing that. Maybe we should do that.
Like it. Irish, great call, man. Great call. He's got some great comments there about the virus. Yeah, this whole thing is out of control. Reminds me of those wild 1960s biker movies.
They're wild and no angels. Their very name spreads terror. Their credo is violence. Their god, hate. And they call themselves the Wild Angels. These are today's real rebels. with a chip on their shoulder, a monkey on their back, and a hate for the world in their guts. Blue, leader of a wolf pack on wheels. Mike, too much in love to care what she does or with whom. Joint, the fuzz hater. Show him a badge and he sees red. Bull, swinging a cycle chain and lusting for action. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels, in Panavision and color, with members of the Venice chapter of The Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels is the most terrifying film of our time.
God, love that. Well, we all know that the militant Democrats, they are sociopaths. A sociopath is a person, like a militant Democrat, who engages repeatedly in criminal and antisocial behavior without remorse or empathy for those victimized, i.e. the nation. Two, it's a morally irresponsible person. Three, it's a person like a militant Democrat with a personality disorder indicated by a pattern of lying, cunning, manipulation, glibness, exploitative behavior, heedlessness, arrogance, delusions of grandeur, low self-control and esteem, disregard for morality and ethics, lack of acceptance of responsibility for family, callousness, and lack of empathy and remorse for their fellow man and woman, for that matter. Such an individual, it says, may be especially prone to violent and criminal offenses in the streets. Well, that definitely pertains to the militant Democrats of today. They're out there. Be careful. It's like one of those bad movies or one of those B movies you'd see at the drive-in back in the day, or sounds a little bit like this.
Now, a motion picture of pulse-pounding excitement, of desire inflamed to madness and murder by the wild, provocative young bodies of the Go-Go Girls. Who are the Go-Go Girls? How do they live? Some live only for kicks, and they take their love where they find it. Anywhere, anytime, they get their men. But sometimes it's the wrong kind. A psycho who gets his kicks a different way. The most terrifying of them all. A madman who murdered to a wild rock beat. See Psycho Agogo. What fiendish horror lurked in the mind of this sadistic madman? What drove this maniac to take her any way he could? And he would kill anyone who stood in the way of his insane desire, including her. It's explosive and shocking in every terrifying scene. See the pulse-pounding Go-Go Girls, haunted by the most terrifying psycho of them all. If you are strong enough to stand the shock, see Psycho Agogo and live an incredible nightmare of fiendish terror. Psycho Agogo.
Yeah, the fiendish terror of the militant Democrat and communists in our nation today. Unbelievable. Get an adult beverage. We're going to get Breath of Surfer on, then we'll try to get to Lincoln. They're in flyover country. So get your adult beverage, folks. Get ready. I shall be back.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Just know that we did not take the beast vaccine, and so you will feel the power of the purebloods. And with that, let's get to Brett the Surfer surfing off the coast of Taiwan. Is it tonight or China? Let us know, buddy.
I don't go over there, man. I'm over, and I'm just taking it easy here on the Sea of Cortez, you know, enjoying these sunsets. And
fantastic. You're staying stateside for a while. Good. You got your gear and your surfboard? Got a few chickies? You're in good shape, man.
Yeah. Just hoping for peace, man, with everything going on over in Ukraine.
That's right.
With Russia and with China, you know. It's we're in kind of some scary situation, man. So
I always tell the ladies, make love, not war, baby. We lost a lot of good men out there, you know. But I tell the ladies, war can be around the corner.
Yeah.
Don't hold back, baby.
Yeah.
Have a shot of this. You'll feel a lot better.
Well, history repeats itself, and it looks like it's going to do it. It's going to do it here. So
I make light of it, but you're right. It's going down, man. I mean, it seems to be that, and in my serious, very astute, serious moments, where I just see nothing but politics, history flashes across my eyes, death and destruction of the future. I mean, in my mental algorithm, I just go, you know, this is about to really get serious. I mean, really get serious. Before now, it's been a lot of smoke and mirrors, right? A lot of them rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. But now they're getting serious. Now they want to sink the ship. You know, Brett? And,
yeah.
Be ready, man.
Perilous times.
Yeah.
You know, on another note, it's interesting up there by where Mavericks is up in San Francisco. How their mayor, because of all the crime, now they're going to start clamping down. You know, now they really want to start arresting people, and I think it might just be a little too late. I think they're going to lose so many tourist dollars, you know, and things like that. But that's an example of what that type of government, that type of liberal, progressive government that they have up there.
Oh, yeah.
What can happen, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, they call him Gavin Newsom in California.
Yeah.
Not Newsom. He's big joke, slick back hair. Yeah. He thinks he's a surfer guy like you, but he's not. He doesn't make the cut. He's false a surfboard. He probably has no balance, no equilibrium. No skill set on the ocean waves like Brett the Surfer here, like my callers. But yeah, he's a terrible governor, and half of California hates his guts. So, you know, there are a lot of patriots out there in California. They're hidden. They're very vocal. Most are up north. Many are in San Diego and Orange County, but they can't really be real vocal because they're surrounded. They're surrounded by idiots. I know several that live out there, but they live out there for work and things of that nature, but it is what it is. It's a large populous state. It'll be so much better if they weren't invaded constantly by Mexico in the third world, in Asia, in China. Don't forget China. China's dumping people in California, getting them ready to take over what they call the greater Asian Pacific Rim states and country. They want all that land on our West Coast. Well, they can't have it. Can't have it, man. We're going to fight for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And unfortunately,
they said vocally they want it. They want California, Oregon, and Washington. Now, it's fun to say, well, they're liberal states. Give them away anyway. People will say that in kind of a funny, catty tone. But seriously,
yeah,
we're not going to cede any ground to the communists, you know. And but they're pouring their people into California in Seattle, to get them ready for takeover, in my view. Get them in key positions, get them settled. They've got their gear, and they will, in my view, most of them will take orders from China, not from America.
And that's it. That's
not
a
all,
scary,
but many
scary
of them are,
scenario.
Man. Remember, they're fresh off the boat, man. They're indoctrinated by Beijing. You know, now their kids might be different, but the adults, now they're a lost cause. They're true believers, most of them. Scary thought.
Yeah. It is. It is. And, you know, you never think this would happen in our lifetimes. But, you know, where that it would be, it almost is just such a surreal environment right now.
It is, isn't it? It's like it's like the prelude to war, the calm before the storm. And all these countries are getting their people, equipment, and materiel in key positions. It's called pre-positioning of military assets. That's what they're doing. And so even Sun Tzu, you know, the in the book Art of War, more or less says that the battle is won or lost before the battle is even fought. Think about that. It's won or lost before it's even fought.
Yeah, yeah, and Sun Tzu, every salesperson has read that book and use that in their ability to sell. But it is we just have to be prepared, you know, that's just what we have to do and keep fighting a good fight and continue doing what we're doing and we need to get the right leaders in there, which obviously we have basically no leadership right now. Absolutely zero.
Yeah.
So that's a scary position to be in. Really is.
It is, man. Our leaders suck. Biden sucks. They just are terrible. Terrible. Seriously, man. I mean,
yeah,
it is the worst time to have no leadership in America. The worst time.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, Brett,
we
we're living like in the best of times because of our modern conveniences and things of that nature, in the worst of times. You know, some call it purgatory. Some call this earth plane, you know, it's a spiritual plane that they say, right? But all I know is this, that people better take these threats seriously because people have been licking their chops about dividing America. We have a lot of enemies.
They sure have.
More than ever. And, of course, our government has done a great job in making enemies, making the world hate us, making the world want to attack us. It's almost like they have a death wish against the country. Well, they have been told that they have their military dumbs deep underground. They're well protected, being part of the New World Order government and the Great Reset. You're fine. You're going to be taken care of. And you'll come up eventually out of your tomb and your tunnels and your deep underground military bases. And then you'll rule for a million years or a thousand years, whichever comes first. More or less, that's what they've been told. That your families are protected and you always have plenty of money and you'll be part of the new elite aristocracy of America.
That's
what they've been told.
Yeah.
So sell out now. China is the model. They want America. I've always said this, to look and be like China. They've already got us looking like China with the mask. And they've already got Americans conditioned to some government medical tyranny like China. They're going to implement a Chinese American style social credit system. Well, they won't call it that. They'll have some, they'll probably call it, you know, if I was them, I shouldn't give them any ideas, but I will this one time. If I was them, I would call it the Patriot system or something kind of like that. Put the word Patriot in there and Americans will go, well, I'm a Patriot. And they'll go online, they'll fire up, they'll sign up for it. And wherever you go, there'll be cameras saying, well, You know, Brett, your Patriots score was a little bit low last month. Now, if you do this, this, and this,
yeah,
we'll up your score so you can get your surfboard back. How about those apps?
Yeah, that's quite a scary situation.
Well, that's what it means.
That,
they'll give you rights and privileges if you do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Crazy, man.
Yeah, and it's scary, man. And you can just – it's just interesting when you go to the stores and you start to see the stores, the empty shelves, and, you know, it brings images of Venezuela or Cuba, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. And,
spend those dollars while you still can and, you know, get some food and get some materials because don't rely on your local grocery store. Remember, in 3 days, they can be wiped out. And if they were to stop the trucks for any reason, now they gave the truckers so far a waiver. They wanted to make sure all the truckers of America got the shot. Well, they don't want the damn shot. And they said, if you force me to get the shot, I'm quitting the trucking business. And there is nobody behind them with the great resignation going on to take those jobs. So you will stall all the produce and food being shipped around the country. So right now they gave them a waiver, but they'll come back. Their agenda is it keeps marching forward. And that's the scary part. So I would say be stocked up with 6 months of food in your house.
Be prepared.
6 months, 2 to 6 months at least.
You have to be. Yeah.
You got to be at least a few months because just to weather the shortages, there will be food, but it's going to be hard to get access to the food at some point. I think that's
what
they're planning.
Every time you're at the store,
that's obviously what
you grab something extra. You know, that's
you can grab two, three cans extra a week or bags or boxes, whatever you're buying. Make sure it's not perishable.
Yeah.
You'll be in great shape. Just keep doing it like that. Remember, the whole key is stealth accumulation. Stealth over time. Accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
Weaponry. Accumulate water. Accumulate guns. Accumulate warm clothing. Accumulate vehicles. Accumulate. It's okay to accumulate.
Yeah.
In fact,
as long as you're not
it's the great American pastime. To accumulate, you know?
Be prepared.
Get it now while you can, folks.
Yes.
There's no guarantee it's going to be there, you know? Because once the panic sets in, it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Brett, thanks so much, man. What are your final thoughts to America?
Just God bless us, man. And we need it. And, and keep fighting the good fight every day, you know, and never lose hope. It's that hope and that faith that has made this country a strong country over the years. And you always have to have hope and you always have to realize that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, you know. Surf on.
Damn right. Thank you, Brett. Have a great night, buddy, to you and yours, man. Merry Christmas.
All right, man.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it, man. Promo tonight. Lincoln, how are you doing tonight? Merry Christmas, man. Are you there?
Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, brother. How you doing?
I'm well. I was I got to tell you, man, that intro there, I heard that. I like that a lot.
I got a lot of tricks up my sleeve, Lincoln, as you know. So, yeah, man, I thought I'd play that tonight. Some good, great radio music, you know.
I was just in a chat, like on Telegram, and I saw that, and I started playing, and I was like, holy shit, this is great.
Oh, I was playing on Telegram? Love
yeah.
it. Yeah, I like that song a lot. From our fallen brothers, World War II. Unbelievable. But, well, what have you been up to lately, man? We talked a little bit last week, but what's been going on with you?
Not a whole lot, really, man. I guess it's been kind of a boring week for me, really. I've really done a whole lot, honestly.
Just been working a lot, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You and Kat been talking up in Canada and stuff, and... You're keeping her in the loop on what's going on, which is great.
Oh yeah, we talk all the time. Yeah, that's she's a great girl. We talk all the time. I got some pretty bad news, man. I found out that my ex went and took my 15-year-old son and had him vaccinated by threatening to take away his phone and laptop and Xbox and whatever else, unless he agreed to finally go get it. They've been pushing him for like probably a year, and he's been fighting it and stalling. And eventually they put him to the, like, basically just threatened, like, he's grounded until he gets it pretty much. So we caved one and got it.
Wow. So does your wife have custody of your son?
We have a joint custody, actually.
Okay. But when it was her time to take over your son and take care of him, they put the screws to him when they made him get the vaccine shot. Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she a Democrat?
Oh, let me tell you, like, when her and I first got together, so my son's 15, so this was, you know, years and years ago, first got together. She was very, very... And I was stupid too. I mean, she was very apolitical. Just didn't care about politics whatsoever. Didn't care one way or the other. Didn't care. Didn't know anything. I was just like your basic bitch Republican, like buying Sean Hannity books and shit. I mean, I was completely lost myself. But she just didn't care. She just didn't care. But unfortunately, I made the mistake at that time. Help, you know, whatever she couldn't get in as far as grants and, you know, whatnot, and I made the mistake of paying for her to go to college, nursing school, when she went to University of Missouri, St. Louis. It was only, like, within the first 6 months I noticed a radical change as far as her moving, like swinging to the left pretty hard, because it's where they get their liberal indoctrination. I mean, it's what, you know, our entire school system from elementary to middle school to high school to, you know, that it's all indoctrination, all a bunch of bullshit, like Hitler took the guns and things like that. You know, and then you go to college and it's just even worse, you know, and that's where you get, that's where all the indoctrination comes from. And yeah, I noticed a radical shift on her. And so, yeah, now she's like an absolutely rabid Democrat, driving a fucking Tesla with a rainbow flag on one window and a Black Lives Matter flag on the other window.
Really? That is a raging Democrat. Oh, my God.
Which is really funny. Like, when my son comes here, and he's like, he's about as based as it gets. When he comes here, he's like, Dad, you haven't, like, how were you and Mom ever together in the first place? Like, I'm there, and it's, like, embarrassing. They drop me off to school, and it's, like, I pretend to tie my shoe because I don't want people to see me in the car with a rainbow flag on it. And, you know, and then I come to your house, and it's, like, right now I'm laying here, like, covered up with a Confederate flag blanket with a swastika flag behind me. I'm like, well, I guess that's pretty much culture shock, isn't it?
Well, they want to indoctrinate your son into the gay flag and the gay agenda. And I would tell him that beware of people that question your male sexuality, son. What I would tell him, beware of people that walk up to you, could be a teacher, could be a principal, could be one of your mom's friends for all we know, and try to indoctrinate you into the gay life. This is what they do. They get guys between 10 and 16, and they indoctrinate them, you know. They'll say, I think you're gay, or you look pretty wearing that, and use like a lot of effeminate words around them. And unfortunately, some people like the attention, and it's really the brainwashing, a form of it. And they'll say a lot of weird things to them, and before they know it, the kid starts to act out in front of the adult to get even more attention. And before you know it, the kid starts believing his own or his BS and everyone's BS. And, you know, they had that big San Francisco choir where they came on and they said, we are going after your children. We are coming after your children through schools, mm-hmm. The public schools. You're right, the public universities. Not all are bad in college and stuff. I went to a very conservative campus, which still had a great rock and roll streak to it, I call it, Purdue University, which is the protesters there got laughed at back in the day. They were protesting against stupid things and Reagan and all this stuff. And, you know, we had our campus preachers and stuff. But the Democrat Party there was basically null and void. It was pretty much a Reagan Republican campus, which was good. I'd say 80% of the student body was like that. So I was lucky in that respect. And I was an out-of-state student, so, but still. Yeah, your son, I would just caution him about people trying to indoctrinate him into that. See, what they do is they put out the flags, and they'll give him a gay T-shirt with the rainbow on it, or stickers to put on their laptop. It's little subtle forms of communication, and they'll want him to act out and be proud of that. And a lot of kids, unfortunately, get sucked into it because they're looking for adult or parental, you know, a pat on the head and affirmation, you know, and attention and stuff. So it's sick, man. It really is.
You know, it's part of the school too. I mean, he's a sophomore right now, and in his history class that he has, he signed up for an advanced European history class. And in that classroom, there's actually a, it's like the fag flag combined with the Gaston flag all in one. It's a rainbow flag. Which
oh,
is
I've seen that. Yes. That's an abomination. I've seen that.
And so is the Black Lives Matter flag. Those are both hanging up in his history class's classroom.
Well, you know, it's just, yeah, it's just indoctrination, you know, and I can see putting up some controversial things to get people to think, but yeah, they really work these kids hard, and especially a white heterosexual young male. You guys listen to the show and they're after you. They want to attack you. They want to dumb you down, demoralize you more than anything. And what they're trying to say is if in the new America, in the new world order, if you aren't gay, or if you don't have latent homosexual tendencies, or if you're not transgender or fluid, whatever the freaking word they want to use or phrase, heard them all a million times, they will say you don't fit in. And you're not going to, they'll threaten you with, you're not going to get a job, you're not going to be able to get a girl or have a normal life, or they don't want you to have a normal life. And so I've told you, the young guys especially, you're going to have to be really on top of this. It's sad that we have to even bring it up to you, but we have to, because even in my time, my dad and uncles, they warned me, and they mentioned a little bit about this stuff, but as it was coming up even back then, but they really used to tell us just to get ready, because all my uncles and people that I knew were in the military, and they heard a lot of weird things about the U.S. government and, you know, secret plans for the future and all kinds of, this is at the tail end of the Vietnam War and in the 70s and 80s. And they just said, get ready, boys, because in your lifetime, you're going to see it hit the fan. I was told that time and time again, warned. You know, my scoutmasters were not fags. They were Green Berets from Vietnam. Okay. Guys came back, and they were training the new young men of America. And back then, the scouts meant something. It was a paramilitary organization. I don't care what anybody says. Because most scoutmasters that I knew were veterans. And they were tough. And they were great guys. And they were smart. But they weren't homosexuals. And all that came out 20 years later when they went totally left. And now the Boy Scouts are ruined. And that's what they wanted. They just want to ruin every great American institution like Biblical Locusts. And they go to the next one. And they ruin that one. Or this town. Or any institution, you know. So I feel for your son, man. That's what I'm saying. You're a good dose of reality into his life, you know.
You know, when you look at, like, the old school Boy Scouts, things like that, like, when I went through the Boy Scouts, I'm not sure how old you are exactly. I'm 45. But
I'm a young guy.
Scouts,
yeah, I'm a young
really
guy.
Different. And, you know, back in the day, like, my brother was older than me, and he went through the Boy Scouts, and, like, I grew up as a kid seeing him do things before I joined the Scouts. That's why I wanted to be in the Scouts, was he was always kind of my idol, you know. But, you know, if you see, like, old victory, if you do a lot of history stuff, like, I know you're big into history like I am, but when you watch old documentaries about, like, different countries and different time periods, you know, the old school Boy Scouts from, like, back in the day were actually pretty similar to an organization which was called the Hitler Youth back in Germany.
Yeah, it was. It's true. Yeah, the Boy Scouts were initially set up as a paramilitary organization for young boys, young men in America. And that's exactly how it was set up. I believe it was set up in the early, right around the World War I era. And I believe it was 1916, if I'm not mistaken. But it was set up right around World War I, and it was to train the young men of America to fight, to learn how to hunt, fish, earn a merit badge, hike, which is really... They call it a hike, but it was really a march, okay, a military march with full
uh-huh.
battle pack.
Uh-huh.
You know, they would train
right.
you to hike up terrain, and they made it, you know, boyish in the sense where the parents, where the mothers wouldn't freak out. But it really was more hardcore than that, you know. And I know that our scoutmasters taught us how to survive in the wilderness, taught us hand-to-hand combat, things that weren't in the scouts. I loved all of it.
The good thing about this is that I was just talking about this a couple of nights ago on Telegram. The good thing about this is that, I mean, when you look at any time throughout history, the youth are rebellious. They're the counterculture. They rebel against modern culture. They're the counterculture. They see this, and they don't want to be, you know, like the youth of today don't want to be the boomer, you know, or they don't want to be Gen X or like I am or whatnot.
Right.
It's just a bunch of old farts, and they know they're, you know, and I was a kid like that too. I was rebellious. As a young, you know, man, I'm sure you were rebellious. And so, you know, the more this shit is shoved down their throat, the more they rebel against it. Like, I mean, my son's 15 and he's in like Discord channels and Discord chats. Hell, I threw him into a Telegram chat one night when he was here 2 weekends ago. And when I see, like, he shows me these things, like, when I go pick him up on Friday, you know, like on a Friday night, like for the first hour, I got to keep telling him, like, no, buddy, hang on, I'm driving. Cause he wants to show me this cool meme or this cool video. Now, like half of them, I'm like, I already saw it on Telegram.
Right.
I mean, it's very, very counterculture, and yeah, they're very kids are very smart. And I tell them all the time, like, look, buddy, I mean, you're growing up in a different world than I did. I grew up without the internet, so what my teacher said was just golden, and that was the fact. You're growing up in an era where you can like literally question everything and look everything up, which is why you have so many disagreements with your teacher. I didn't have that ability. It was just whatever they said was, you know, just that's what it is. But these kids today, I mean, hell, he's 15. I mean, in a year and a half, he can't wait to join Patriot Front.
Right, right. And it's good that he has those things. I mean, when I was growing up, too, there wasn't – the internet was used in the Pentagon only. It wasn't for mass consumption. There was no internet. There were computers. I'm not that old. It's just that, you know, in the sense of that people didn't really – there was, of course, video games, and we had all that stuff, too, coming up. But, I mean, all the – you know, people went from board games to video games pretty quickly, I think. But the internet in my lifetime, though, has blossomed into this thing where, you know, my God, you've got everything at your fingertips, right? So, I would just tell your son, get some really good sources. He should call in sometime down the road to this radio show if he wants. But get lots of information. That's the key thing. And learn. And my God, if I had Google back in the day, God, would have made school so much easier. We had to go to the library, go check out books. There were computers there, but everybody always hogged them, right? So you really couldn't get on them a whole lot. And, but, you know, we just, I mean, it's a whole different era. It's good and bad because almost they have too much information, too much sensory overload. But I would rather have that than not have enough. So hopefully he's in a great spot. He's got you to kind of teach him and guide him on that path, right? So that's a good thing.
Well, I think I've done a pretty good job. Like, I'll tell you at some point, I'll tell you what his eighth grade history report was on, and it would shock you. But yeah, he's well ahead of the game. These kids today, a lot of them are very, you know, in Discord, their big thing is, you know, rebel against the modern world. So they keep getting all this fact
right.
stuff pushed in their face, and diversity is our strength pushed in their face, and all this shit. And, you know, they go to school and they see this. They, you know, my son sits in the classroom and he hears diversity is our strength. Well, if it's our strength, then why do I have to wait for all the black kids to leave the bathroom before me and my friends can go in? Otherwise, we get our ass kicked and bullied. So that's our strength, really.
That's right.
They talk about things like that in their little private chats. The little private chats they have, I see his phone. He shows them to me. And it sounds very similar to my Telegram chats where it's like, really, diversity is our – can you believe he said diversity is our strength? Like, we have to wait in the hallway to go to the bathroom. If we go in by ourselves, we get our ass kicked, you know?
That's right. That's right. That's what they do. No, he's definitely right. I mean, that never makes the mainstream news, huh? That the white kids don't want to go inside of the bathroom when you got, you know, 8 or 10 militant Democrat blacks in there. They're going to kick their ass. And that does happen in many public schools. It's not a myth. It does happen to those who are listening. And sure, I don't blame him a bit. Wait till the coast is clear, then go in there, do your business. But yeah, I don't blame him a bit for doing that. He, in fact, he needs to be cautious around people that tell you, if anybody, white, black, or purple, I don't care what color they are, if they're a bully, if they tell you that they want to kick your ass, take note of it, take the threat seriously, and you deal with them on your own time. You know, I got into fights in high school.
You're on the same topic. Oh, yeah, we grew up fighting, man.
Yeah.
Like now, you and I, Bond, grew up in days without social media. So in our day, if you had a problem with someone, you walked across the street from the school grounds and you fist fought like young men should.
Right.
Yeah, win or lose, the problem's squashed, the problem's over, win or lose. Sure, if you get your ass kicked, you'll get
right.
for a week, but then everything's done, it's over with. Now they don't do that.
Said
now they try to dox each other.
I never caused
now
a fight.
Like they want to go online and...
Yeah, go ahead,
they,
man.
They don't do that anymore. Now they're a bunch of cucks, and now they want to, go online and disparage name or put them down or... ruin the reputation and whatnot. So you're just being young boys, young men, and walking across the street and fist fighting and win or lose. After that, problem solved, you're done. You know, like how we grew up.
That's right. That's how I was done. You know, I got in all kinds of scrapes. I was a scrapper. I wasn't looking to fight with people, but by God, if they fought against me, I made sure I finished it. And I said, I wasn't looking to get into fights all the time, but I just happened to, I guess, luck out and get into them because people would pop off at you. And I said, we're going to have a big problem with that guy. And then after a while, we sure enough did. And, I always say this, everybody gets in school in that young era when they're growing up what they deserve. If they got their ass kicked, it's probably because they were bullying people for many years and they finally met somebody who wouldn't take their crap. You know, and that's how it is. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Very, very true.
In that time period, if you and I were to get into a fight at school, if we were to get into a fight at school, what was the worst that happened? I got many fights in high school. What happened? I got paddled. I had to go stand in the hallway, and some fat teacher had to like hit me in the ass with a board 3 times, and everything's problem solved.
Yeah,
exactly. About your day. Nowadays it's like, good, heaven forbid, if some black kid's bullying you and you kick his ass, I mean, you're going to be, like, suspended or expelled from school for a hate crime or some shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. And that's why I say people, if they can afford it, I mean, if you have kids, you need to be around your own kind, especially going forward, because there's so many militant people that will say that I've been targeted or it's a hate crime, and they'll throw all kinds of things at the wall to see what's going to stick, right? That's the problem, is they'll make a mountain out of a molehill, and they'll try to ruin your reputation or ruin your good name in that town for life. And you just got to get out of there. Link, it's been great talking to you as usual, man.
I got to call into your bachelor show one time so I can tell you a funny story about whenever my son got kept after class one day and had a long talk with you because he made the mistake of winking at a girl.
Oh, I got to hear that. Yeah, save that for the bachelor show in January. That's going to be a good one for the bachelor show. Yeah, I want to hear about that. God forbid you wink at a pretty girl at school. I winked at a lot of them, trust me. And they all deserved it. Lincoln, thanks a lot, man. Have a great night. We'll talk again.
Hey, Hell Victory, brother.
Hell Victory, brother. Good talking to you, Lincoln. Damn right. Back in our day, if you didn't like it, if somebody popped off at you and said they wanted to fight you, you took it. You went out there and you took care of business. We took their threats seriously. That's how nations should function. But now they've cucked all these young guys, and they have told them not to fight. They are watering down their testosterone, their manly instinct to battle it out. Men need to battle it out to a certain extent. They need to get that aggression out to see who is the victor and who is the vanquished. We thank you all for being here tonight. What a great show once again. Merry Christmas to all. I want you to say Merry Christmas on your way or around town. Piss off those liberal Democrat clerks and those smug-faced bank tellers and others that cringe and with utter disgust when you say Merry Christmas. Say it loud and proud. We thank you all for being here tonight. We love you all. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. It's all coming up here in several days. as I sign off from my mountain stronghold. We thank you all until our next show next Thursday night. Good night.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lie and all the